More than 1,500 patients with chronic pain have turned to emergency rooms for treatment. That's because back in July, the Seattle Pain Center suddenly closed. The clinic had 8 locations around the state. All of its former patients were left with limited options for pain treatment. Seattle Times reporter Jonelle Alicia says the Seattle Pain Center's medical director, Dr. Frank Lee, was stripped of his medical license for practices that state regulators said possibly contributed to the deaths of some of his patients.
State investigators found that he had been not properly monitoring many of his patients. And in July, they discovered that he had possibly been linked to 18 deaths, possibly more, of Medicaid patients who were served by his clinics.
So the fallout from the closing of the Seattle Pain Center clinics is that there are, as you report, more than 1,500 patients looking for care in emergency rooms.
Yeah, you know, actually, there are about 8,000 patients who are actively getting opioids from Seattle Pain Centers, and as many as 25,000 patients served by his clinics during the time that he was operating. These 1,500 are only those who have showed up in emergency rooms in kind of this acute phase after the centers were closed in mid-July.
So bigger picture, we've got a mix of people without the place they're used to going to get their pain medication.
Exactly.
Why is this a problem? I may be stating, it may sound obvious, but tell me about the implications of this.
Well, it's a problem because people have been used to getting these opioid medications. One issue is that many of these patients are on very, very high doses, far beyond the CDC guidelines, far beyond the Washington State guidelines, and they were allowed to be taking these doses through Dr. Lee's clinics. And so all of a sudden, they're not able to find pain providers. And so many of them can go into withdrawal and have very distressing symptoms. We haven't heard of any deaths or other terrible adverse events, but I know that I'm hearing from patients every week who are distressed because they can't get pain medications.
Why emergency rooms? What happens when these patients go to different pain clinics to try to get new prescriptions?
Well, one of the problems is that these patients are being referred back to their primary care providers to get help, and many of them may not either still be in contact with their primary care providers or they may not have one at all. And so they are going to the emergency rooms. You know, all of the medical professionals are encouraging them to go to primary care providers, but many of them are turning to the ERs.
Well, even if the patients have primary care providers or whatever clinics they're going to, what are they told in general when they try to get new prescriptions?
You know, prescription of opiates can be very complicated, and many primary care providers simply don't want to do it. They don't want to manage patients who can be difficult, they can be risky, and many primary care providers just simply say they won't handle it. That, in fact, is probably one of the reasons that the Seattle Pain Centers got into the situation it got in. I mean, Dr. Lee has said in depositions that he served, the clients that no one else wanted. And in some cases, that does appear to be the situation.
Well, what's the biggest concern? That these patients are addicted? That these patients may not have actual chronic pain issues?
You know, some of the patients may be addicts. Many of the patients, I'm told, have legitimate pain issues. They have longstanding injuries. They have other chronic conditions that require pain management. Experts at the University of Washington tell me that these patients can be handled successfully, that they need people who will treat them compassionately and help them find the best dosage, even if that means scaling back from where they are now. But that's very scary for patients and can be very scary for their doctors as well.
Yes, so let's say a doctor doesn't want to get involved for all the reasons you gave, doesn't want to prescribe these painkillers. Then what? What options do patients have?
Well, that's why they're showing up in the emergency rooms. The State Department of Health has been encouraging, urging primary care providers across the state to step up and help with this crisis. They say it's their moral imperative, basically, to help out with these pain patients. But right now, what I'm hearing is many patients say they are going without and they are in agonizing pain.
Jonelle, what has surprised you the most as you've reported what's happening to these painkiller patients?
Well, I guess I'm surprised at the human misery. These are people who, you know, have had terrible chronic issues and feel like they're suddenly out in the cold. You know, it is distressing. I mean, on the one hand, when you look at what happened to the patients that Dr. Lee is accused of not monitoring properly, those are terrible stories, and they're detailed in the statement of charges. And you can't just put people on these powerful opiates and then not take care of them. But on the other hand, there are all of these patients who now are left, you know, with minimal care. So it's a very difficult situation.
Jonelle Alicia is the health reporter for the Seattle Times. We're tweeting out a link to her story about the sudden shutdown of the Seattle Pain Center and how that is affecting the center's patients and doctors in this region. Join us on Twitter now, @KUOW.